Hello and welcome, it is Brian from Billy Clark at wonderfully.com, bclarkart.com. But back at it again for an update video podcast. I just passed a bad accident on the interstate. We are traveling along the art journey. This is my art journey shared with you, and I hope you get a lot of value out of this podcast. And I hope that the person in that truck that was on the middle of the interstate is okay, because, you know, driving out here, he had an accident yesterday on the interstate. You know, driving jobs. But I love you people, because I think some people get it in terms of what drivers put up with, especially people that drive for long periods of time, have to put up with out here, you know, and the danger. You know, a lot of times people don't understand, like, why are police officers so angry when they pull you over sometimes? Because you don't see the fatalities that they see every day. If not every other day, every week, you know, a terrible accident. Somebody almost, you know, lost their life, or child, or family destroyed, or because some idiot wanted to, you know, play Nintendo Switch and drive at the same time. So, you know, it's important to stay locked into the road. Like, you know, you want to always have an eye on the road and make sure that you are doing your part to keep people safe, because especially if you have the responsibility of driving. So, bad accident. Well, I sent out my couple of samples to a couple of people, and you know, it's great, because, you know, you want to kind of get the, it's good to get the support, and, you know, a lot of times I'm seeing, I guess I'm starting to have a lot of realizations in terms of dealing with, people in general. Is that unfortunately people that we come to know and love actually don't have our back and are actually kind of working against us in the background, like them type of people. You're gonna have that, you know. So this podcast is more talking about handling, you know, toxic family members that act like they love your artwork or love your music or love whatever you're doing, but in the background are kind of sneak dissing you and trying to undermine you behind the scenes. So, it's nice to get support. You know, it's nice to get that feeling of having people like what you do and all that, but there's only a handful of people that actually are worthy of, you know, your acceptance in terms of, you know, affiliating yourself with these people or hanging out with some of these people out here. Can be pretty terrible. Family sometimes can be the worst, because they kind of think they know what's best for you, and, you know, they could be hypercritical and find any kind of fault, you know, look for fault in your artwork, and, you know, that's the tough part about being a realism artist. When you're painting art from realism, yeah, it's beautiful to look at, but that is very time consuming, and you gotta like have a lot of patience when you're making your artwork, you know. You have to have a lot of patience. So it's when you get into realism, it's like any tiny little thing and somebody's gonna nitpick it, but at the end of the day that same person is not putting in the work themselves, and they're not got every criticism in the world, but they're not, you know what I'm saying, putting in that they don't understand a lot of things. You know, I've heard people say things like, toxic family members say stuff like, oh, you know, he's not doing anything with his talent. And it's like, they have no clue about all the art shows you went to, and you spent more money than you made, or you just broke even, you know, you didn't even make enough to cover your booth fee and all that other stuff you got to deal with. I don't think I've yet been to an art show where I've actually made profit. You know, one art venue, I made profit, but I believe the venue, I got a deal on the venue. But still, I really wasn't supposed to make that, you know, so still really broke even. So it's just really, really, really challenging to kind of keep your expenses lower than what you're, I mean, think about it. You spend all these countless hours making this art creation, and you know, you can't break even, you know. That can be really frustrating for some people. So to have a family member come in and say, well, dang, why aren't you doing anything with your talent? Or, well, he's wasting his talent. He's a waste of talent. You know, like, you're opening your mouth, but yet I can't get support. You know, like, I can't get support from you. You don't want to even come to an art show. You know, it's frustrating. You don't even want to come to my concert or whatever you got going on. But you got all the criticisms in one earth. So, you know, you have to literally be able to kind of block out that negativity and just keep trucking along, because people say and do the dumbest things. And you know, you have to kind of think of it as comical. You're doing your art, and all of a sudden your roommate wants to, I don't know, rearrange your artwork area. You know, this is kind of messy. I'm gonna rearrange this, and when he gets back home, he's gonna have a great surprise. Like, look what I did for you. Like, but you know, you never asked for that narcissistic. You know, I know that word gets thrown around a lot, but it's like a self-serving, narcissistic, rude, I'm gonna make this person's life crappy because I got nothing better to do, you know, attitude. And that, you know, that's a difficult thing to deal with. You know, I would say if you're in that situation, do everything to get out of there, because that's gonna drive you crazy, you know. That's enough to start a full-blown fight and a war. We don't know how many times they declare war against other people and don't even realize it. So, yeah, that dynamic going on. And then you have, and sometimes, you know, you need continuous support from people. It's not good enough to get supported once, three,